Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Rebecca Imholtz. As I mentioned before the break, we're talking today with Cynthia Grasso, who is an etiquette expert. She's really known around the U.S. She speaks in front of companies and smaller groups as the founder and owner of Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Rebecca.
I'm so glad you can be here today. And Cindy is also, as I mentioned, an award-winning speaker, author, and columnist, appearing regularly in Charleston's most recently launched magazine for boomers called Reinvent. So I'm so glad to have with us today the editor of Reinvent, Linda Waterman. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
I am too. Now, Cindy, I'm going to start with you. What, for the listener out there who doesn't know about the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette, what is it?
The Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette was established about 16 years ago, and it's really about professionalism is really what we speak on and work with. Corporate is my main market, and so I really help people get where they want to go, and that's really my job. And so it's really about confidence. It's really about being able to walk into any room in the world and be confident with where you are, and it's about creating a distraction-free environment by which business can be conducted more triumphantly, that you're knowing the protocol, so to speak, of entering anywhere and being able to walk into that room confidently and conduct business triumphantly, really.
Mm-hmm. And I have been extremely fortunate that I've had the opportunity to sit in some sessions with you, and they have really stuck with me. You do a great job of explaining it, making the surroundings comfortable to folks who, you know, maybe haven't had the opportunity to be exposed to what is appropriate in a formal setting.
Right. Well, I think that people have a preconceived notion of what really etiquette and protocol, and even manners for that matter, really are. I always tell people, you know, when they're talking, Charleston's not that big a town, and I do a program in the summer for children and teens, and when they see me around, they say, you know, they point and say, I'm sending my kids to you this summer, like it's a punishment. You know, it's not a punishment.
No, it's not a punishment. I promise you.
It's not a punishment. But it's funny because I'm not sure why parents and even corporate adults and business professionals don't really equate manners and confidence, because really the definition of confidence is faith or belief that you are acting in a right, comma, proper and effective manner. And if you really kind of peel the onion back on what confidence really is, what is the right, comma, proper and effective manner? And if we kind of really look at that, it's rooted in manners, etiquette, and protocol. Mm-hmm. So manners are the what to do, that I have to walk in and shake somebody's hand, or I have to dine properly at a business dinner. And most people's manners, I think, are pretty good. But it's etiquette that people start to have trouble in. And that's kind of, the manners are what, etiquette is how. I know I have to dine properly at this event. Of course, I know that. But how do I do it? I know that I have to introduce myself. That's manners. Of course, I know to do that. But I'm not sure how to do it. That's etiquette. And then there's something called protocol, and that's when to do it. So if I meet somebody, I know I have to shake hands. That's manners. I know what to do. I actually know how to shake hands. That's etiquette. But then when do I shake hands? That's protocol. Mm-hmm. And so knowing those things is really the basis. And honestly, nobody teaches me to teach them. Nobody pays me to teach them manners. Nobody. And I speak all over the country. What they pay me for is not to make a fool of themselves at the $1 million meal. Or what they pay me for is to get them where they want to go. And so it's just the route I take to get there. So.
And as boomers, a lot of us have children that are going through those first time job interviews. Right. Can you help them as well?
Absolutely. I do a whole thing on the successful interview. And it's really not so much about your well-rehearsed answers or your resume writing. That is important, and I'm not discounting that at all. But the bigger part of that interview will always be the subconscious part, the silent part, or what I say, your skills of polish that are part of that silent part of that resume. I mean, you can't put them down on the resume, but you've got to have it. And that's the things that are not said. That's, you know, understanding that it didn't start right in front of that person. It started in the parking lot. And who did you speak to on the way in? And where did you sit? And how was your, did you extend your hand? And the whole silent process of that interview that really pertains to that conscious and subconscious, subconscious being a lot larger. So it's huge in what we do. And again, it's not, you know, it's not just in what you say.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we're talking today with Cynthia Grosso. May I call you Cindy?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Cindy. She is the owner and founder of Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette. She speaks all over the U.S. We're so fortunate that she is able to spend some time with us today. She's extremely busy. And Cindy, I've had the opportunity, as I mentioned earlier, to sit in one of your sessions. I've read your book, Code of Distinction, Reflecting Your Personal Brand with Excellence. It's wonderful. It's been in print now for many years. Why do you think it's so well received?
I think the book really hits upon some areas that that people, or not so much the areas are different, but maybe gives it a little bit of a different viewpoint, a little bit of a different perspective and awareness. And I speak about that a lot. You know, perception is a word I use a lot. So maybe it gives it a little different perception in people's minds of why this is important, or understanding that that social aspect of how you do business, or what the social skills or interpersonal skills, or what I term polish, really account for 85% of your success. The other part, 15%, is done and is more about your technical aspect of doing business. Technical is important. The study from Harvard and Stanford and Carnegie that this is based on is not saying that technical is not important, but what it is saying is that two people equally qualified going in for a job, or two people equally qualified looking for a client, who is going to get that client or get the job? And we know that it's the person 85% of the time that has the better polish or the better people skills. And so the book is really more of a different perspective, maybe on, and that's what my whole life is about, is giving this a fresh and different perspective of the value of why this is important. Not do this because you have to, but let me tell you why this is. And it's understanding that value behind it. I always start with the why, because that's really how our brains are wired. Why is this important? Why would this be of value? Why would I want to do this? And that's really what I talk about, is beliefs and values, and maybe working with a paradigm shift in that, that changes the behavior. Because if you go in and just talk about behavioral, do this, do that, that's behavior modification. And personally, I'm not sure that works. But I really want to talk about beliefs and values. And if I can change those or shift those, then your behavior changes. And the big thing is that we know the difference between success and non-success is not some big chasm jump. It's usually just taking what you're doing and tweaking it just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I always say, being excellent is not about doing one thing 1,000% better than anybody else. It's doing 1,000 things 1% better. And that's really what I focus on. What's your 1%? What are you going to do 1% better than you were doing it, or 1% better than anybody else? And that's really the key in being excellent in 2016.
Which I'm glad you mentioned the year. It is 2016.
Yeah, it is.
Things have changed perhaps a little bit in our world in terms of the, you know, evolution of technology. How has protocol and etiquette evolved with it, specifically social media, emailing? What has changed?
You know, it's interesting because sometimes I talk to my millennials, which are, I speak to colleges all over the country, and the millennials are one of my favorite audiences. They're a pretty tough audience, but they're one of my favorite audiences. And oftentimes I say to them, you know, it's interesting, an effort to connect us. Sometimes I feel like technology has, in fact, disconnected us. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, no, we're connecting with people all over the world, and we've got it right at our fingertips, and I'm meeting people here, I'm meeting people there. And I say, I love that, and all of that's great. But while you're doing that at the end of your arms, length of your arms, and texting as fast as you can, there's somebody sitting right next to you who you're not connecting with. And there's such a thing as a common courtesy. courtesy, or what I call today not so common courtesy, is that, you know, saying hello to someone, whether you're at the airport or on a plane, I'm on a plane a lot and I see it so evident there, you know, say good morning to the person sitting next to you. It doesn't necessarily mean that I sit on the plane and want to have a conversation with you, but it's a common courtesy. You say hello. Today, there's such distraction in technology that we're missing the people around us. And that's the tragedy of technology. There's so many good things about it. There really are. But in that, we are missing some of the other very important elements of civilization. You cannot have civilization without civility. And civility includes common courtesies, acknowledging people, giving people importance around you. That why would I do that? Why do I care about giving somebody importance around me? Because it's how it comes back to me. If I give you importance, then there's a better chance that you would treat me back that way with respect. And if we look at the bigger definition of self-confidence, we understand part of that definition reads, my self-confidence is my perception of what I think other people think of me. Mm-hmm. If we really peel the onion back on that, what you think of me is what I've given you to think of me. So we start to understand that really what you give is really about what you get. So if you, you know, are focused on technology and rather than people around you, chances are that self-confidence, it may be a little bit shaky there because you're not getting a good response because people feel like what? Just like somebody answering the phone when you're talking to them, they pick up the phone and take that phone call over you. That says what? This is more important than you. And people don't like that. Dr. John Dewey was a famous American philosopher. And Dr. Dewey said, the deepest need we have as human beings is the need to be important. So if I can sit at a dining table and I don't have to worry about what to do with my napkin and my fork, I'm not looking around to see what everybody else is doing, that because then I'm becoming self-conscious. But if I know what to do here, I'm self-confident. And if I'm self-confident here, then I can focus on the people around me. Now, the bigger perspective there is not that I know my manners, but rather than I am in that moment fulfilling the deepest need you have as a human being, which is giving you importance. And if I can do that, then maybe there's a better chance we could be friends. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a better chance that we can do business. And so that's one of the, among the many wonderful things I find in technology, that's one of the things that I think, you know, you have to keep in perspective. Use your technology. It's a great tool. And the millennials will be very successful. They just have different tools than we did oftentimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a great message. And I want to turn now to Linda, because Linda Waterman, as I mentioned earlier in the show, she is the editor of Reinvent, which is a magazine for boomers. And Linda, you have helped to spread Cindy's message, not only through the magazine, because Cindy's a regular columnist, but also in a group called Refreshed Women. Tell our listener out there about that group.
I founded Refreshed Women because I recognize that women 50 plus are looking for friendships, fellowships, and opportunities to be all that they can be at this stage in life, at this season. And it's been exciting. We just started in January. We started with a group of about 20, and now we have 60 to 70 on the mailing list and about double that starting to come to the event. So in 2 months, there has been a wonderful response. And Cindy is on the board. And I specifically asked Cindy to be on the board because when I met Cindy, I met her at an organization called LifeWorks. And it's for CEOs and business people who are learning new leadership and training skills and working together in that whole arena. And she was the person who greeted everybody at the front door. And she literally, her smile lit up that room. I mean, she was one of the most beautiful people. The moment I met her, you could see inside and out, this is a lovely person. And I thought to myself, I really want to get to know this woman. And so I did. I went and took the time to really get to know Cindy and have so appreciated everything, who she is and what she does. And so Refreshed Women is an opportunity for women to come. We have a speaker every month. I usually introduce a topic. So like this past Thursday, the topic was excellence in how we perceive, you know, how are we perceived by others, how we present ourselves. And it was, I introduced the topic with the difference between excellence and perfection. it is very different. And then Cindy told us how we are perceived and how to be excellent in all that we do.
And that was an excellent program because I had the opportunity to attend. And I can't believe, ladies, that we are coming to the conclusion of our program. It's gone by so quickly. So you listening out there, I encourage you to find Reinvent Magazine. It's for boomers. I'm going to give you Linda Waterman's email address because she can help you make sure that you get a copy. It's linda.reinventmagazine@gmail.com. And Cindy, you can find more about Cindy Grasso and the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette at her website, charlestonschoolofprotocol.com. And Cindy, tell the listener out there about your giveaway for the first five callers, and then something special for that fifth caller.
Sure. We have two books. I have two books I'm going to give away. Code of Distinction, which is the book you mentioned earlier, and that's really written for the professional. And then I have another book that's a children's book that I wrote. It's called The Proper Penguin, The Story of Be Polite. It's written in rhyme, and it's a beautiful little story about a penguin who lives in a cold place. Properpenguin.com, by the way, has a lot of things for children that are free, coloring pages and songs and beautiful information. And then for the fifth caller, as Rebecca was saying, I would give away an hour coaching session. I coach people all over the country, coaching sort of consult, any kind, anything you want to talk about, whatever your arena is, and sort of the professionalism of that, or how do we handle certain things. I'm happy to give that time.
Okay, what is the number that they should call?
Sure. My office number is 843-207-1025.
Thank you. And that number again, 843-207-1025. Be the fifth caller. You not only get the books, but you also get some time with Cindy. Thank you for being here, ladies. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.